Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The heat is on, and I am loving it. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of July 15th and 16th, halfway through July. Let it be steamy, let it be hot, one day closer to the early bow season opener on September 9th. We're looking at, 56 days? Oh, yeah, we're still rodding, reeling like crazy, but the bows are out. Compounds and the cross, and even my little Ben Pearson 40-pound predator still doing some recurve traditional thing. Although I tell you, I took a kinesiology course. Muscles don't have memory, okay? They don't have the capacity for memory. But boy, do they tell you when they haven't been used for a while. But it's going to open in 28 deer management zones September 9th and run to September 29th. In 8 of those DMZs, you have antler point restrictions. DMZs 9, 13, 27, 28, 29, 31, 35, and 47. Go to njfishandwildlife.com because in the early season you have a very generous bag limit. Well, the fishing is really, really popping. Hopefully at the end of the show we have some reports. Triggers are hopping. Triggers are getting pulled now in some numbers. You don't need a boat. They're in close on the jetties, on the bulkheads. Atlantic City area has been, as my main man Noel from One Stop says, on fire. On fire. Hey, coming up our next segment, Captain John Lewis from Insatiable Sport Fishing on the new deployment on the Barnegat Light Reef, the 45-foot tugboat, the Tibor. And also we're going to talk on his outstanding junior mates program from the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association. So grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Also, some freshwater news on the legislative front, but you're going to have to hang in for that. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. One day closer, one day closer. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Attention, small business owners. Looking for new ways to grow your business that won't break the bank? What if I told you it all starts with just two easy steps? Step one, stop wasting precious time and money on leads that are being shared with your competition. Step two, speak with the experts at Town Square Interactive, delivering digital marketing solutions perfectly tailored to your business. You'll get the people and the platform to get in front of more local customers, all for one affordable monthly rate. The best part? No more sharing leads. Your ideal customer will come directly to you. Ready to get started? Go to townsquarelocal.com to use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. See why we've been trusted by more than 100,000 and small businesses. Go to townsquarelocal.com. That's townsquarelocal.com. And there you can use our free traffic estimator and see how many local customers your business could be reaching right now. Start growing your business today. townsquarelocal.com.
For over 100 years, Deborah Heart and Lung Center has meant cardiac innovation. As a result, our patients actually get measurably better here. When you need heart surgery, insist on Deborah. Our survival rate is 10 times better than the New Jersey average. That kind of peace of mind allows you to focus on what matters the most, your recovery and your life. To experience our measurably better care, visit demanddeborah.org to find a location near you. For over 100 years, Deborah Heart and Lung Center has meant cardiac innovation. As a result, our patients actually get measurably better here. When you need heart surgery, insist on Deborah. Our survival rate is 10 times better than the New Jersey average. That kind of peace of mind allows you to focus on what matters the most, your recovery and your life. To experience our measurably better care, visit demanddeborah.org to find a location near you.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom.
My dad is a hero.
Most of our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways.
When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need.
He'll help me build tiny projects.
Life is good here.
Without Homes for Our Troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life.
My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 15th and 16th. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM. By the way, South Jersey's number one rated talk show station. Also WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live and that slot, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message. 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast, or go to Spotify, Apple Fi, and whatever Fi. And also check out, they're embedded under my blog on 97.3 ESPN. Now, just a reminder, if three of the artificial reef sites are being deployed with high flyers from Bureau of Marine Fisheries, and these are the Little Egg, Seeger, and Manasquan Inlet Reefs. The Little Egg is close to home right here. The reason is they're catching tog, whatever, in these traps. They're getting them for data. They're bringing them out, taking scale samples, whatever, putting the fish back, and then dropping the traps back in. So be aware of those high flyers. And it's all good research being done by the Bureau of Marine Fisheries. Speaking of which, there was another deployment. Oh, yeah, on the Barnegat Light Reef. How cool is this? A 45-foot tugboat, the Tiber. It was deployed just the other day. Several groups were involved with that, most notably the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association and the Sport Fishing Fund. I'll tell you, as I said before with Captain Pete from Bureau of Marine Fisheries, who's head of the Artificial Reef Project, Jersey has, for its size, perhaps the best artificial reef system on the East Coast, if not the friggin' planet. We have it locked in. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest. Have him on occasion. We can track him down. Captain John Lewis of Insatiable Sport Fishing, beautiful 44 Enriquez that he runs for over 30 years, a charter boat captain, also does deliveries up and down the coast, I think around into the Gulf too. He's involved with the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association. We're going to talk about this deployment and the importance of things like this on the artificial reef systems and a high productivity of the fishing. Captain John, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, Tom. Just doing fine.
Great to have you on Rack and Fin. Pretty exciting to read about this and the story behind it. This is a great addition to the Barnegat Light Reef. There have been some recent deployments. Now, also, the Beach Haven Charter Association, the junior mates, didn't you guys, weren't you guys involved in a recent deployment as well?
Yes. We've been doing this for a few years now. We knew that Bill Figley, the father of the reef program in New Jersey, came and gave a talk to our junior mate class about artificial reefs from cradle to grave, what it took to get started, what's going on now. There was a delay or a pause, if you will, in deployments for a while. Some of the stuff deteriorates. There's plenty of room. There was always plenty more room to put stuff on the reefs.
Right.
And after his talk, our junior mate started asking him questions. And one of the last questions was, what can we do to make a difference? That's when we got started in this. We contacted Pete Clark, found out what we had to do. He hooked us up with a sport fish fund, Brian Nunes-Vias.
Yeah, there you go.
And we got it started. Now, unfortunately, it got started as COVID got started, so it's slowed us down a little bit. But we did our first deployment on January 14th of 2021.
Wow.
That was a barge, a tugboat, and a pushboat on Little Egg Reef. And then we've done multiple reef ball deployments. And then this tugboat came along. Brian called me, Brian from the Sportfish Fund, asked if we'd be interested in partnering on that one. And I said, absolutely. We look at it as a mix of both ships, the reef balls, which are like concrete igloos. A good mix of this stuff is good for the overall fish populations on the reef, but getting vessels is difficult.
Exactly. Now, the owner of the Tiber was Tiber Hetteny, or Hetteny, I guess how it's pronounced. He donated to the Artificial Reef Program. And shout out to Kurt Daybeck there. The stringent, listen, the very stringent standards for deployment. This was all done at the Lighthouse Point Marina and Yacht Club in Toms River. And then it went from there. And this deployment, John, that's going to be a super boost in the arm to that Barnegat Life Reef structure.
Oh, yes, definitely.
There's been the fishing out there has been okay, but again, there's always room for more, as you said. So the importance of the artificial reef system can't be overstated. It's vital because a lot of, especially down on the South Jersey coast, John, a lot of it's just sand.
Yeah, if you look at a beach, that's basically what's out there, just sand, you know, little mounds of sand up and down.
Mm-hmm.
The only structure we've had, like, I don't know, south of Manasquan anyway, you know, because up north they have some rocks up there, of like Shrewsbury rocks and stuff like that, so they have natural structure. Down here it's just all sand. So the only structure we've had over the years is shipwrecks. So, you know, for years people went out and fished them, but they're hard to come by. They're deteriorating. And the artificial reefs, they were laid out so that they're a reasonable distance from each marina so small boats can get out there and fish them. That material sometimes deteriorates, sometimes it sinks into sand, so it needs constant replenishment. And one of the neat things is it's not, the reefs don't just collect fish. The more habitat and the more food that any animal has, the more they reproduce. So in effect, we're growing our own fish.
This is true. This is absolutely true. Joining us on the Rack and Fin line this morning is Captain John Lewis, OSCG 100-ton master. His boat is the Insatiable, a 44 tricked-out Enriquez. It's at the Beach Haven Yacht Club Marina. And, John, just to go into this, people don't realize what some value. I'm the number one guilty of this. Here's a check for 25 or do something with it. Here's a check for 50. Do something with it. The mechanics, John, the logistics involved from your organization along the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association, the steps, if you can, guys, that's fascinating, going from beginning to when you finally see that deployment slip under the surface. What's involved?
Well, it depends. With getting ships, like that first deployment with a barge, a tugboat, and a pushboat, that was a great addition to Little Egg Reef. But they have to get cleaned up, you know, all the mechanical stuff, the engines and all the oils and whatever have to be off the boat. It's got to be cleaned. They check for lead paint. If there's a spool of cable, some of the cables have grease in the wrappings on the cable. That's got to come off. And there's a lot of work involved. And then the Coast Guard comes and inspects it. And nothing can go out until the Coast Guard's been inspected. And it can only be placed in the areas that have been laid out for artificial reefs. You just can't go drop it anywhere you want.
And, John, like I said, these inspections, listen, Hugh Carberry told me this years ago. He, you know, he retired from Marine Fisheries, and Pete Clark slid in and doing a great job, fantastic job. Shout out to Captain Pete. But, John, it's very stringent. I mean, nothing is overlooked. The tiniest thing, they can stop a deployment.
Yes. In that first deployment, like I said, it came during COVID. These vessels were down in Norfolk. There's a guy down there that does this, so he knows what to do. He has all the connections to get the work done in the inspections. The Coast Guard stopped in the middle of the inspection because somebody got sick and they didn't come back for months.
Wow.
So you know, that's kind of an extreme of what happened, but for this, I'm not sure the timeline, but Brian was talking, you know, from the Sportfish Fund was talking to me about this for months before it ever actually happened. And it was already underway at that point. They had already reached out to Pete Clark, made the arrangements for this. So it's a combination of things. Fish and Wildlife, Pete Clark, who runs the REAP program, is like the head guy. And he's the one, a lot of people will contact him, or he has contacts, whatever, to force stuff like this. But then there's this whole process they have to go through. So it can be frustrating.
It's arduous, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, John, the most important thing, time, effort, but here's the what do you call it, the elephant in the room, money, funding. How is this?
Yes.
I mean, there's donations, naturally. Again, this guy that donated this, the Tiber Hateni, donated a tugboat. Fantastic. Thank you much. But monies have to be involved somewhere. And where is this coming from? Donations or fund drives? What do you do?
It's donations. We started raising money when we got into this. Went out, started talking to people. It's amazing the number of people who live on a barrier island and don't know anything about the reefs. Other than the fishermen, they know,
right.
But everybody thinks the state pays for this stuff. The state manages the reefs. They do all the permitting, oversight, whatever, the yay and nay on what can go out there. But the money has to come from private sources. Everything that's out on those reefs off in New Jersey was either donated or paid for with donated money.
Captain John Lewis, there are, 17 or 18 reefs in the system, going from, I guess, the Seagirt Reef up there, Axel Carlson, all the way down to the Deepwater Reef. Brainstorming to pick which reef to be deployed. I mean, you have some stake in this. I mean, getting them down into South Jersey Reef. So that has to be a lot of politicking there, no?
Well, it's more engineering than politicking. There's limits to this stuff, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but there's a limit as to how high you can come off the bottom depending
right.
on where the reef is located and the depth. Little Egg Reef geographically is like the third largest, I believe, in the state.
Yep.
But when we got started, it was one of the least developed because you can only come up 9 feet off the bottom because you have to have room for the tugs and barges going by for safe navigation.
Exactly.
So getting ships is difficult to begin with. Getting the right size ship is also difficult. So in our case, we had a small tugboat and a barge, so they don't come up that high. But it limits us to what we can do as far as vessels go. The different reefs have different elevation criteria. So like Garden State North has the most material off of Long Beach Island, but it's also the deepest. So you can put more,
exactly.
you have
yep.
a bigger variety to choose from, if you will,
mm-hmm.
as to what vessels you can put down there. The one thing we've done, I don't know, about four deployments of reef balls or four truckloads of reef balls, which is two deployments each. And, the nice thing about them is they're only like 3 feet high, so you can put them on any of the reefs, and they're more readily available than the ships. But you really do need a mixture of the two. The reef
right.
balls are more for drift fishing.
Yep.
The ships are more for sea bass and tog guys, anchor up, or now these spot lock things, which I hate because I can't get one on my boat.
Vintage
I'm going to hate them until I can get one, you know what I mean?
Vintage Captain John Lewis here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Captain John, listen, you have to hang in for another segment. I want to finish up on this. I want to talk about an incredible program, the Junior Mates. Do you have some time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back with Captain John. I like to call him Commodore. He said, no, I'm a captain. Captain John Lewis from the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials Light Trap. Insecticide-free protection.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase.
With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of July 15th and 16th. Join us on the line is Captain John Lewis, OSCG 100-ton master, skipper, owner of the insatiable, beautiful 44 Enriquez, chartering offshore, chartering inshore. A man catches fish like there's no tomorrow. And it's moored at the Beach Haven Yacht Club Marina. We're talking the deployment, recent deployment on the Barnacle Light Reef. And the organizations involved, most notably the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association. Well, John, already do you have your sights on future deployments? What do you got?
Well, actually, we've got another load of reef balls sitting on the dock waiting to go.
Oh!
One of the things, we've been, Pete worked out a deal. It's like Pete Clark, Fish and Wildlife, worked out a deal with the Asia Navigation Team. What they call it, interagency cooperation, like it, those words, to use the state's boat that it deploys the state buoys when they have scheduled time of, or unscheduled time available to us. They take the reef balls out and deploy them for us.
Okay.
The one of the problems, the cost of deployment can be highly expensive. We priced it out before this deal was made. And a private vendor would take out 100 reef balls for us, but they wanted $36,000. Now, that comes out to like three truckloads of reef balls we could have bought for what it costs for that. So Pete came up with this arrangement with the Age to Navigation folks, and this way we get them out there at no cost to us. So all the money that we spend goes into procuring the material, but we have to work to their schedule. So, like, these reef balls were delivered in February, I believe, and the first load went out to Garden State North on March 10th of this year.
Okay.
But the second load is sitting there waiting because they've got their work to do with getting the buoys out and so on and so forth.
Sure.
So, now, you know, we have to wait a little while, but the price is right.
John, which reef would these the second load be deployed on?
That's going to go to Garden State South.
Okay.
And those, our stated plan in our program is to increase the volume of material on the four reefs off of Long Beach Island. And the deployment in March was the first one we did on Garden State North, but that made it that hat trick plus one, if you will, of putting material on all four of the reefs. The Tiber, the tugboat, is the second deployment we did on Barnegat Light Reef. We did reef balls on that last year. This will be the second deployment on Garden State South when these balls go out. And we did the barge, tugboat, and whatever in the one deployment, and two more deployments of reef balls on Little Egg Reef. So we're working up and down the coast of Long Beach Island.
Doing it, doing
trying
it.
Trying to build up. Yeah.
Well, John, listen.
More fish.
Yeah, and your experience, how long before, okay, you just dropped this the Tiber tug, and you had the reef balls going out. How long, a season or two before you notice an improvement in the fishing? Longer, shorter, what?
Shorter.
Really?
Yeah, we're working with Stockton University, and they're researching the first deployment we did on Little Egg Reef because they're following after when it first went in the water. That was on January 14th. I know that date because it was my wedding anniversary, and I forgot it because I was all excited about our first deployment.
Oh, man.
But they did underwater video in August of 21, so 8 months later, and it was covered with growth and sea bass and tog, and there were anecdotal reports of people getting keeper sea bass off at that fall.
Fantastic. Absolutely
fantastic.
So this
stuff grows quick. It grows quick.
Well, John, let's get to the Junior Mates program. Listen, it's a fascinating program. I learned about it probably just 4, 5, 6 years ago and met some youngsters now, John, that are of age. A couple have their captain's licenses and, you know, she's ripping the hell out of the fish down here in Miami, Leanne Lopez, Captain Leanne Lopez. Wow, what a fishing machine down here. John, the inception of the Junior Mates program. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left in this segment. John, give us a brief history and the future of the program. Go.
All right. This is actually our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Of the founding of the association, the Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association. And in our founding documents, one of our goals is to have a professional training course to teach people, young people, how to be mates on the charter boats. Just like we grow our own fish, we had to grow our own mates. The demographics had changed. Back when I was a kid on Long Beach Island, all of us were walking up and down the docks trying to get a job washing boats or cleaning fish or doing whatever.
Right.
But the demographics changed, and there aren't that many young people living on the island who are interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So the gentleman who started the program, the group of us, came up with this idea of having a training program. And we would pick up 5 or 6 kids a year and teach them how to work. Well, we started expanding the program about 8-9 years ago, where we started going to the flea markets on Route 9. The different high schools, their fishing clubs have fishing, flea markets to raise money to support their fishing clubs. And we go there, have a table set up, talk about our charter boats, but we also recruit junior mates. So we're getting more kids off island. And thank God for the parents who are willing to drive them over to the boats. It's 6:30 in the morning, or bring them to our classes. We have a class one night a week during the summer that starts at 7 at night. So the parents drive the kids back and forth until they get old enough to get their own cars or drive their friends or whatever the case may be. But it's a great program. You hear all this stuff about kids today being lazy and, you know, whatever. But that goes back, you can find in written history thousands of years ago. Some philosopher saying there was no hope for the future because of the kids today. Well, the kids we get are doers. They're workers. Like you say, they're at the boats usually 6:30 in the morning on an average charter, like a fluke trip or something. And they come out, they work, they're good with the people, and they're the heart of our program because, especially on a boat like mine, I'm up on a fly bridge, navigating, looking out, trying to find fish. My mate down in the cockpit's the face of insatiable sport fishing.
Exactly,
they're the
right.
ones that have to entertain the people because you're not always catching fish, but you got to make it fun for them. They spend a lot of money for a short period of time on a boat, and they need a good time. And part of what we teach the kids are the social skills to deal with new adults on a daily basis and make them realize that our mates, the kids, are actually the experts in the cockpit in most cases.
That's it. Jenna, how long is the course? You said one night a week. The duration of the summer until fall is our final test on the water testing. What's the dealio?
It's a mixture of classroom, and we do some on-the-water stuff. Tonight, we're going to do man-overboard drills, so we'll go out on the boats, and we'll throw a buoy overboard, and they have to go through the process of what you do with a man-overboard. We do fish cleaning, rigging, both for, inshore stuff, fluke and sea bass, but also for offshore. They were teaching them how to rig ballyhoo last week. The older mates, the second mates, the first mates were getting, the first year mates were getting like rod and reel maintenance and drag setting and things of that nature.
I still can't figure out doing those ballyhoo, Lewis. I still can't do it. Guys, no, keep him away from the who's. Keep him away. that's a classic.
Some days. And I was in Puerto Rico for 2 winters, and a guy down there, rigged their ballyhoo for Wahoo, they get the hook all the way in the back, and I could not do it without destroying that poor ballyhoo. I worked with a local captain down there, and man, he made those things swim like they were alive and ready to kick.
That is amazing. Just a little technique here. Well, John, is recruitment now? You said off the island, though. Is recruitment healthy, or is it still like you're really like trying to pull get kids in? Are they approaching the organization to get involved, or how's that work?
It's a combination, but we went from averaging 5 or 6 kids a class to averaging 25 kids a class.
Whoa!
Yes.
Exponential increase there, Captain Lewis.
Yeah.
So it looks promising for at least the immediate future. How many do you have in your classes now that it's starting?
I think it's 25 this year.
Already? Okay.
But we're looking to the future. As you mentioned earlier, some of our junior mates have gone on to get their captain's license.
Shout out to Max Goldman.
Max Goldman and Nick Carrillo are now officers in the association.
Nick
so they went from junior mate to associate to captain to officer.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man, shout out to two really nice guys and accomplished fishermen. Well, John, to the junior mates now, as you said in the previous segment, getting involved with the artificial reef program. So they grabbed the bull by the horns pretty much, yes?
It was their idea. We never really thought of it. And they started, well, what can we do to make a difference? I said, oh, all right, well, what can we do?
How refreshing
is
that?
And we started doing the research, and here we are.
Well, John, good luck with the mates program now. Are you at 25? You at max capacity? Can the organization grow even more?
That's difficult because it's hard to get them on the boat. So we do classroom one night a week, but then the rest of it's like on-the-job training.
Right.
So we need the boats to take the mates. Like on my boat, it's not a problem. I've got my regular mate. I take a junior mate with me. So he's actually working with my mate and learning. We don't have enough large boats to accommodate everybody as we'd like to. We try and recruit some bigger boats, but it's difficult. You know, most of the boats today are in a 25 to 30 foot range. And a lot of them don't even take a mate.
Right.
So, but we rotate them as best we can. One of our officers and members, Steve, Palmer from Jingles Bait and Tackle, bought the Misbeach Haven this year.
From Frankie Camarda, right? Yeah.
Well, Frank would take some people out, but Steve's actively working to get even more of our junior mates out on the boat so that they can learn.
Shout out to Jingles!
So that helps us. that helps us that way. So we work at it. But one of the things with taking them out on the boats is I don't call a junior mate to come with me. They have to call the captains to find out if they have trips available.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they call the captains in the spring and fall when it's time to put the boats away or get them ready in the spring to see what they can do to help. And, you know, it's like life. 10% of the people are going to do 90%
of
the
work. There you go. Oh, man, from opening to closing, this junior mates program sounds incredible. Well, Captain John, how do people find out more about this, please?
Our website is bhcfa.net or .org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so any donations made are tax deductible.
Great.
We've got our website, and actually we're rebuilding the website now. It's supposed to be new and improved over the winter, but it's still active. It's still there. We've got different pages. We've got a junior mate page so you can read about all the stuff we do with the junior mates. We've got the reef page with some video of the deployments. And have all the boats and the captains, pictures of the boats, description of the boats, and links to their website. So you go on our website, and it's like a Chinese menu. Pick one from column A, one from column B.
Well, John, let's look forward to seeing you sometime this summer. Always, whenever I'm working at AC Boat Show, I'm running down there at the fisherman booth, the two booths, I'm the one in the back, and I just always make a beeline, hard left, to your table, man, two tables, and I'll tell you, that orange shirt, it's great. It's triple XL. I look like Orange Julius, old enough to remember the orange juice commercial. Remember that?
I think I look like the Great Pumpkin in my orange shirt.
They see me coming. Well, John, congratulations. Listeners, check it out. The Junior Mates Program, Beach Haven Charter Fishing Association, the deployments that they're doing, making it better for saltwater fishing off the South Central and South Jersey coast, as we know it, on the artificial reefs. John, thanks so much. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care, brother.
This opportunity.
You got it. See you, man. Bye. Oh, John, question.
Yeah.
I understand you put a beat down on some fluke recently. What's up with that?
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
See you later, Captain.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool guy, John Lewis. Again, the boat's like his personality, insatiable. Just keep it going. Getting the youngsters involved. Junior mate program and deployments. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Summertime at the Jersey Shore. The glitz and glamour of Atlantic City's casinos. Jersey's best pizza on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Great rides in Wildwood. And miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 wants to keep you moving with expanded summertime traffic updates Friday afternoon through your ride back Sunday evening. WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The House passes the annual defense spending bill after hardline Republicans added several controversial amendments.
Republicans uprooted the Pentagon's policy allowing service members to travel across state lines for abortions and block transgender surgeries. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy embraced the bill for gutting, quote, radical Pentagon policies.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The bill also faces a strong challenge, though, in the democratically controlled Senate. Several explosions last night at the Dow chemical plant in Plaquemine, Louisiana.
Out of abundance of caution, we've issued a half-mile radius shelter in place around the whole Dow facility.
Iberville's Parish Sheriff Brett Stassi. And a gunman in Fargo, North Dakota shoots three police officers, killing one and critically injuring the others. Police shot and killed the gunman. America's listening to Fox News.
UWPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, mostly cloudy and humid with a low 72. Very warm and humid Saturday with times of clouds and sun. An afternoon thunderstorm in a couple of spots and a high of 89. Rather cloudy Sunday with a few thunderstorms and a high 88. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. That was, hey, Captain John Lewis, Insatiable Sport Fishing. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM, South Jersey's number one rated talk show station. Also WPG 1450 AM. From 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 megafar reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message. 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live 97.3ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app and go to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast or Spotify, Apple Fi, and all these other Fis and Fi Fo Fum for the podcast. It is out there. Hey, let's switch gears to fresh water. Some legislation going on, some behind the scenes action, improving access. Jersey Lakes, angler access, surprisingly, is curtailed or outright blocked. I'm not talking just North Jersey waters. You heard about this last year up at Greenwood Lake was happening, but also some key waters here in South Jersey. Join us on the line right now, very special guest, longtime friend of Tom P. and Rack and Fin Radio, is Lou Martin, as he's the vice president of the United Freshwater Anglers of New Jersey. Has to do with Assembly Bill 1047 and what it entails. Lou, thanks for joining us. I wish we had more time, but in a nutshell, Lou, what is happening with this?
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I hope you put the speaker on this time. Okay.
He's killing me, people. He's killing me.
All right. Listen, we went down to the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee on the 12th. We testified along with Captain Dave Ollenweider, president of United Freshwater Anglers, and Larry Haggerty was there on behalf of the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. We were successful in getting the 13 committee members to vote yes on requiring the DEP to provide public access for boats on certain state-owned lakes, and it also appropriates $1 million to get this program started.
Nice.
We have many lakes in the South Jersey area, specifically in District 4, there are four lakes that need either repair or have no access. They need access. So we're asking the South Jersey fishermen to please contact Paul D. Moriarty. He's an assemblyman for the 4th District. His phone number is 856-232-6700. We need him to get on to Bill A-1047 as a primary sponsor. I believe that this will then help us sail right through the assembly, and we can get this bill to become a law in January if everybody works together now.
Lou, what was the snag? Right? What was the snag?
The snag was Assemblyman Kennedy, who's the head of his committee where this bill has been sitting since January, has not allowed the bill to come up for a vote. And sorry to say, it's a political thing. There's not enough D's at the top of the bill. They want more Democrats at the top of the bill so that, you know, when it passes, of course, they can rightfully take credit for it.
Which, sure. That's, Tom, that's politics.
The way,
the way I look at it, Tom,
fishermen are Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
Yep.
We don't care about what political party is doing this. What we care about is that they serve the people. That's the job they've been sent to do. Right now we have these problems of no access or limited access at many of the recreational spots that we've been going to for decades.
Yeah.
And now suddenly they're trying to turn all of these places into little private resorts so you can go there, get out on your party boat, drink your beer. You know, you don't have to fish. Just go out there,
right,
have a good time on your jet ski, and the hell with the fishermen. No, we can't allow that to happen.
And, Lou, especially if there's being management from Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, DEP, Fish and Wildlife, however you have to call it now, and there's no access. Like some of the lakes, right, that are stocked, even like for example, Greenwood with the muskies and the walleye. Whoa, 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 whoa. Access is 99.9% impossible, and yet we're still pumping fish. And the same thing goes with South Jersey with stocking bass and channel cats and things.
Yes, I agree with you. The only reason that we haven't asked the state to stop stocking is because we do feel that if fishermen get together like the bow hunters did many years ago,
right,
and start working as one cohesive, united group, there's so many of us, we could get anything that we want if we work together. That's the main message I want to leave with you today. You guys, you got to get off of your butts. You have to start working together. If that means making a phone call or sending an email, you're used to doing that all day long, texting on your phones. It takes you 5 minutes to do some good that may pay off for you for 10, 15, 20 years into the future.
And your kids and grandkids as well. Listen, it's
exactly.
Paul Moriarty, Democrat, 4th District, numbers 856-232-6700 or 856-401-3073. Go to the Jersey Legislature website and find out and make a call. There's an email address there to sign on as a primary sponsor to A1047. Well, Lou, you're halfway there. You can see the finish line. It's just because all the work you've been doing on us, you and Captain Dave in particular, and to see it so close and yet so far, it has to be frustrating.
It is, Tom, because we're like on the 10-yard line. All we got to do is get one big push, and we've got the goal. I mean, come on. How we've done all of the work for you. All you have to do is make the calls. Let them know that you're from their district. Let them know that you're a voter, and they will help you. We were so surprised when we went for the Senate version of this. We had put so much pressure on there. When we got there, it was a 3-page agenda. We were the first item on the agenda.
Bingo,
I
right there.
I couldn't believe it.
Right there.
And
there
then when we started to speak, they stopped us in the middle. And we were like taken aback, like, why are you stopping us? And they said, because we agree with you. We support you 100%, and we're willing to vote for this right now. So I said, well, I'm going to shut my mouth and sit down. Thank you very much. And then when they took their vote, I jumped up with a picture of a muskie, and I said, thank you for letting us get back to pescatorial pursuits now. Thank you.
And by the way, listeners, Lou is known as Lou Big Muskie Martinez. I just thought I'd get that.
That's okay.
How about Lou Whopper Walleye Martinez? Because I seen you doing those big purse, Lou. You're kicking ass. Well, listen, when Martinez mentioned the bow hunters way back when, he was the piston and the engine of the United Bow Hunters of Jersey getting started and going after the antis, countering the anti-protests. I was at a few. Lou, it was, you had them on their heels, and thank God at that time, because hunting by now, no one did anything. Like you guys, the UBNJ getting it started, who knows where hunting would be right now, especially the bow hunting.
That's honestly the truth. We were on our way out. If we didn't do what we did when we did it, you guys would not be bow hunting or crossbow hunting now. You would not be pulling a string for anything but target archery.
Listeners, it's the United Freshwater Anglers of New Jersey. This is Lou Martin as Vice President. Lou, is there a Facebook page or website? How do people find out more about this, please?
They can go to NewJerseyFishing.com or New Jersey Fishing on Facebook. On both of those pages, you will always see our post on there, and also on change.org. If you put in Greenwood Lake, it will give you the latest updated information on this bill, how it's progressing, and what we need you to do. Dave puts up constant updates of we need you to do X, Y, and Z, and if you do them in that order, we will get what we're fighting for.
Lou, great to have you on Rack and Fin. That's got to be more than once a year, Martinez. Come on, man.
All right. Hey, Tom, you know my number. And just remember, keep the damn speaker on.
I'm never going to live that one down, people. Lou, you take care. Best of the family.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. Be well.
Lou Martinez, great guy. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
3.9% APR for 72 months with zero down on every new 2023 Outlander and Eclipse Cross in stock. Simply Matt Black Mitsubishi. Get to Matt Black Mitsubishi in Glassboro because if you have a job clearing 450 per week, you're virtually approved for a brand new Mitsubishi with zero down and low, low 3.9% financing for 72 months. Why would you buy a used vehicle when all Matt Black Mitsubishis are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty? So if you're stuck in a loan or lease, AJ the Trade Man will get you released and into a new car or SUV. And with Matt Black Mitsubishi's 4-day love it or leave it return policy, you simply can't make a mistake. So get to Matt Black Mitsubishi and drive home a brand new car or SUV today. Simply Matt Black Mitsubishi. Offers approved with Tier 1 credit through Santander Consumer USA. Go to MattBlackMitsubishi.com or call 844-946-2315 for complete details. Plus tax, license, registration fees. $1,560 per thousand financed. Trade cash subject to manufacturer details. Offers can't be combined. Expires 8/6/23.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant cash offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, wrapping up this week on a Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. July 15th and 16th, halfway through the seventh turn of the calendar page. Let's get to a couple of quick fishery reports. It is Nick down at Hands 2, Bait and Tackle, 970 New Jersey Route 109 in Cape May, where I understand it's Flatty Fantasia going on. Nick, what's happening, little brother?
The back bays locally here really turned on this week. We're getting guys coming in every day weighing in fish 20 inches underneath the bridge caught. I had a 5-pounder on the intercoastal. It's been good.
Nick, hot bait, hot bait, hot bait. What do you got for the flatties?
The Pink Shine 4-inch grub has been number one in the back bays down here. And then always, the got to bring some minnows and squid with you.
Yep. Any flatties out front?
Yeah, right next to the inlet rocks. The guys have been drifting. Still pick up a few weekies and then driving some flounder as well.
Still weekies and the magic word striper. Anything in the back at night?
You got to wake up early around these parts to get these stripers this time of day.
Okay, Nick, take care, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
And let's hop it up to Atlantic City, the great one-stop bait and tackle, 416 Atlantic Avenue. Our main man, Noel Feliciano. What is happening? I understand it's triple banging, triple banging. What do you got?
Let me tell you something. The fluke situation in one-stop headquarters is hot and heavy. We're weighing in fish as we speak. It's you can catch your limit. Put it this way. The most important thing is just being here because the fish are here. And they're in close. You, if you don't have a boat, that's no problem on the shorelines of Atlantic City. The Abseekin Inlet, it's on fire. My whole thing is put you on fish all the time. So it's if you come out here, I can guarantee your rod to bend with something because they're catching croakers. They're catching spots. They're catching kingfish.
The royals are here.
Nope. And nice size spots and trigger fish.
Right, I was just going to say, you and got me, Noel. Trigger fish and the sheepshead.
Sheepshead.
And, Noel, all off the jetties?
All off the jetties, the bulkhead. There's a new bulkhead between the last piece of boardwalk where you can swim at.
Right.
And you can fish all together for your, for those little kiddies that want to go out swimming and fishing with dad and mom. I got a spot for you. And right next to that is I call the Sticks. That's where Caspian Avenue, Captain Starnes used to be on Caspian Avenue.
Exactly,
it is the honey hole this year. I forgot to tell you, they are catching weak fish, too. That spot right there, striped bass, occasionals.
Uh-huh.
They haven't left. There's a lot of schoolies out.
Uh-huh.
And remember, guys, it's got to be 28 to 31.
Right. Now, well, real fast, what about the seawall? My spot. What do you got?
That's on fire. Straight down. You don't have to even cast out there.
Oof.
It's pretty deep there, and they're doing extremely well there.
Triggers there, Noel?
Nice size triggers.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Okay, hey, whoa. Have you had a chance to fish?
I fished the spring run. I had my biggest striped bass ever. I actually put the videos and the pictures up probably like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, so you could check that out on the One Stop Bait AC. I had a 50-plus. Off the jetty of Atlantic City. That day we had 17 fish over 42 inches. The biggest one was mine. And hoorah to the guys that actually helped me out to bring these fish out because I couldn't do it by myself.
Noel, you're the man. Listen, I saw Noel was about back in May at the fisheries meeting there up in Manahawk. And Noel, you tell it like it is, little brother.
Let me tell you something. In life, when you know you're right, you got to go all the way.
That's it, brother. You take care. I'll see you guys next week.
God bless. Thank you.
Going to wrap it up there. Long Beach Island Report at Ship Bottom, Fisherman's Headquarters. Jared is on the line with us right now. Jared, what is happening on the island, bro?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It seems like the fluke bite's been pretty solid here off the beach. Local reefs are starting to pick up guys fluking as well. Seabass just opened back up the one fish, so you know some guys can take one of them back home for dinner as well. Seems like... couple guys that have been out on the reefs fluking too, been seeing some of those inshore bluefin popping up here and there too.
Ooh.
So that's definitely been a fun last couple of days.
Oh, there you go.
Them around.
That'll light you up, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Jared, you hearing anything up at the jetty, like triggerfish or anything, sheep's head, anything like that yet?
Yeah, triggerfish has been good for guys on rod and reel. Definitely a lot of sheep's head up there. I've been seeing the divers doing really well with them. They're a little
nice.
Bit tougher to land off the rocks, but they're definitely there.
Okay, man. Jared, thanks so much. Take you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too, man.
We'll see you. That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy. It's going to be rainy here and there for the weekend. So what? The fish are already wet. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. And again, don't forget the fresh water, the bass, the pickerel. Man, a lot of fishing going on. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.